Following their first face-to-face meeting since 2019, President Trump called China's President Xi a great leader and said a trade deal could be signed, quote, pretty soon.
We have a deal. Now, every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time.
Trump says the U.S. is reducing tariffs on Chinese goods by 10% as China works to reduce the flow of illegal fentanyl.
He's going to work very hard on it. I think you're going to see some real action taken.
Trump says China also agreed to ease limits on exports of rare earth minerals and resume buying American soybeans, sales American farmers need.
Farmers all across the state have had a challenging year.
Trump says he plans to go to China in April for new trade talks, and Xi will come to the United States sometime after that. Ahead of talks with his Chinese counterpart, Trump appeared to signal a major reversal in U.S. policy, announcing on social media he's directed the Pentagon to restart nuclear weapons tests. It follows a missile test by North Korea, as well as recent nuclear-powered tests by Russia.
I see them testing. I say, well, they're going to test, I guess we have to test. I'd like to see a denuclearization.
Before leaving South Korea, Trump also said he will allow that country, a rival of China's, to develop a nuclear-powered submarine in Philadelphia.